So how, Michael, and fellow panelists and audience, I mean, what would you like to see other than liquidating the award body, the awarding three awarding bodies, or liquidating their triumvirate monopoly position or whatever? What institutional machinery would you like to see put in place to radically rethink, to start with saying this can't go on like this? Because, you know, I'm sensing a tremendous desire, you know, all sorts of passions among you for kind of wanting to sustain the enthusiasm that students have when they come out of earlier stages and key three, and just wanting somehow to harness that, really. Ben, do you, I mean, you're a dictator on this, and what would you want to do? I mean, what should we be thinking about now?
Well, I think you've actually got to take it back a couple of stages. That, you know, the key question, I don't know who it was from the audience there, was, you know, replace it with what? It's all very well having a go at these sort of things. I still have yet to hear anybody come up with a credible alternative. now, one of the reasons for that actually takes us back to two key points. The first one is that an awful lot of, let me take a general point of principle, that nobody really seems to me to be calling for the abolition of roads because people drive badly. Yeah, and so I think bad practice is not necessarily a reason to trash a structure. The truth is, Michael, the Key Stage 3 is just as catastrophic, and the Ofsted report has shown, in part, sorry, I hasten to add, you know, there's just as much bad practice there with a good structure as you do get good practice with a structure that you might not be quite as happy with. So your first issue is the league tables and the whole control and command culture that comes with that, which leads people, teachers in many cases, to come under huge pressure to adopt safety-first approaches, sometimes that are counterintuitive. And when somebody says to me, you know, I have to make them jump through hoops, yeah, you do have to make them jump through hoops if you want them to get crap marks, yeah? And, you know, if you come and actually take the time to come and mark, for example, and I am speaking from an OCR perspective, I can't represent the other exam groups here, but we spend an awful lot of time giving very low marks to formulaic responses. And if you take this year, for example, on the paper that I set, one of the questions we actually gave about 6-8 lines, something like that. And it was the story of a man in 1915, a miner, who had signed up for to join the army and was turned down and was sent back because he was a reserved occupation. We didn't tell the students any of that. And he then went on strike.